Hello, everybody. This is a little audio boo. Really kind of, for me, putting together some of my thoughts about game school. So I've just had a great conversation with a friend of mine who's very interested in what game school is and comes from a kind of youth work side of things. He's an actor as well. And we've just been wanting to put this stuff together. My main idea with game school has been the kind of the mechanics of how it works, but to take it further, to take game school into something that that can become a thing of reality is and maybe an organisation in its own right, and something maybe that eventually I can step away from, is that I really want to make a social enterprise. And I want to make a social enterprise, I want to make a company that not only provides training and opportunities for people to make games, play games, and think about games and learning. Okay, so really combining those two things together, but also combine kind of social responsibility, a lot of soft skills and also some business skills as well. So we were just talking today about when in this organization, what one of the main thrust of the ideas is that we can do several things. We can get young people together in rural areas who will learn how to make a video game, or a game for an iPhone, or a game for an Android, or even a game for to play on Facebook. So these will be reasonably simple games that you can 2D games using probably stencil works as a sort of way of making them. Once you've made a game, that's not the end of the story. You've designed the graphics, you've designed the gameplay elements, you put the whole thing together and you've published it. Once we publish it, I want the young people to be part of the business model as well. And I want them to actually benefit from the sales of these things. So that's going to be the tricky bit. And that's going to be the social responsibility bit. And we're not too sure how that's all going to work. But I want it to work nonetheless. And I want people to, once they've made the game, I want them to sell it. I want them to understand about how they can sell their game. You know, how they can... I want them to learn about the mechanisms that businesses use to put the game into people's hands. Okay, so that I want to create a lot of little social entrepreneurs and get people kind of really studying this kind of stuff and selling it to their friends and families and then to their schools and then into schools and then nationally and whatever. And I want them to be generating content and stuff like that. So to do all that kind of stuff, which is highly complicated, full of risk as well, because these kind of things involve social networks and things like this. And of course, we're talking about young people who are vulnerable. So there is a lot to work out and a lot of things to tweak. I just mean, I'm not going to do it. We just need to sort of do some excellent planning, and I'm really confident about making this a reality and making it happen. What we are going to need is we're going to need help financially, just to set us off, really, just to put this boat afloat. But once it is it afloat? Once it sort of generates its own buoyancy, I want it to be able to sustain itself, and I think that it should be able to sustain itself without any additional funding. What we might do is look for funding for bits and pieces, buildings and things like that, but right now I think what we need is a place, a platform and time time for us to sort of get a team together and get kind of people around the table and thinking. Because I can't do this all by myself, unfortunately. I wish I could clone myself. That'd be great. That's the end of my little blurb. I will return to this very shortly.